T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tonight's edition of the Rock and Roll Happy Hour is supported by Urge Gastropub and Mason Ale Works.
Kenneth, we've got family in here tonight.
A whole lot of family.
Look at this. I love the scene as I'm sitting here behind the board. Got everybody sitting around the table.
Just like
Bill in the back in the lazy boy chair. Yep. King in the castle. King in the castle. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at FM 94.9, supported by Urge Gastropub and Mason Ale Works. Wow. Joining us tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. It's Jeremy. We've got our friends from Bitter Brothers Brewing. We've got Mr. Tyler Tucker.
What's going on?
We've got Corey, who is going to share a mic with Tyler, kind of.
Nice and close.
There you go. Get close. Then, of course, we've got Bill holding court in the back with wife Monica. Thank you all for being here. It's a pleasure to have Bitter Brothers Brewing back in the house. And, of course, over there, smiling in the corner.
There she is.
There she is, the queen of San Diego sweets. You know her. You love her. She's Andrea from Andrea's Truffles.
Hello.
So good to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
She's been bugging me. When can I come and play? I've got so many new things to show you. And you do. You've got a whole bunch of chocolates for us to pair tonight with these Bitter Brothers beers. Let's say that 5 times fast, Kenneth.
We probably will through the course of the show. It'll get slurrier and slurrier
if you
every
throw
time.
Brewing in there, it's the 4 B's.
Blah 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 blah. Yeah, blah
Bitter Brothers Brewing.
No, thank you. Well, Tyler, how did you come to be a part of the Bitter Brothers crew? Because last time we talked to you, you were still floating around in other breweries. Now you're a head brewer over there.
Head brewer, yeah. So I was laid off at Coronado, and then
I'm going to bring that up, but
yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
A bitter subject.
Well, then you're working in the right place.
There you go.
And,
I
wasn't fired.
I called Bill and
laid on.
Yeah, called Bill and he offered me the job. John was leaving, their current head brewer, and
oh, Bill's always admired your work, and it's, you know, you do some damn fine beers.
Do.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to talk about. You go back a ways. Was there anything illicit involved in that, or is it all clean?
Yes.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
Quiet.
Fine. Well, let's start with some of your beer tonight, because we've got a full show full of beer and rock and roll. I guess we're going to start light. What is this delicious beer sitting in front of me?
This is Family Tart El Corzon. So it's our Berliner Weiss style tart wheat beer.
Ooh, it's fruity.
Kettle soured, and then moved into the fermenter and then added fruit. So we do 4 varieties throughout the year. We have El Corzon is what's going right now, white peach, pink guava, and prickly pear.
Wait, all that is in this beer?
No, those are the 4 types we do throughout the year.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
What is El Corzon? What am I missing here?
El Corzon is a blend of pomegranate, passion fruit, and blood orange. It's a big, mainly blood orange mix, but yeah.
It's not an actual fruit, though.
It's like a
frankenfruit.
Yeah. So it's something that actually is originated. It's something that's actually originated, I think, south of the border a little bit. El Corzon means the heart, but it's a red blend of different fruits that are in cocktails and things. Thanks, Ted.
Hey, gotcha.
So now, is this a blend you make, or do you buy like extracts? I'm curious because I've never heard of this before.
Perfect puree out of Napa.
Oh, so they and they have an El Corzon puree, and you throw it on this beer.
Yep,
I love that. That's delicious.
It's delicious.
It is very nice.
Mm. And there's a subtle sweetness to it, and I guess, is that from the blood orange? Or is that from the pomegranate? I don't know. Pomegranate. It's delicious.
Yeah, I like it.
Andrea, you brought a truffle to go with this one. This is your birthday truffle?
Yes, the birthday cake truffle.
It looks so happy and cheery.
It's happy birthday cake. Year. We're here to kill it with the beer.
Mmm.
Birthday cake.
What's in that birthday cake?
The birthday cake is a French white chocolate. From Cocoa Berry, it's pure vanilla bean, and then our favorite nonpareil sprinkles, coated in a French dark chocolate.
Mm. Yeah, that thing's insane.
Sweetness, counterpointing sweetness, and tart.
Yep, perfect. Perfectly matched.
Oh, boy, this is going to be good tonight. Oh, she's pouring me more beer.
It's a palate scrubber, man. It's fantastic. You eat the birthday cake and woo!
Ken, yeah. I'm telling you right now.
That beer is definitely a palate scrubber.
Watch out for Monica. She's trouble already, I'll tell you that.
She's pouring us more beer.
Monica is amazing.
Chop Suey on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with my friends from Bitter Brothers Brewing. Tyler Tucker, Corey, Bill holding court in the back, and the Lazy Boy along with Monica. We've got Andrew from Andrew's Troubles, and of course Ken Wright, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, drinking some delicious Bitter Brothers Brewing beer. Yes. Sorry, I was just excited that I managed to nail that. We had the what was the tart called again?
Family tart.
Family tart to start the program off with, and now this doesn't look tart. What is this beer?
This is a Little Brother Citra IPA. It's our wheat IPA.
Oh, Little Brother.
Oh, wheat IPA.
Or pale.
Well, you know, wheat is legal now.
No, wheat. Wheat, Ken.
Oh! Sorry. Thanks, Corey. Sorry.
I don't think the ABC and TTB would look kindly on a weed.
Well, I sure got excited there for a second. I'm still excited. It smells wonderful.
It is. Wheat is legal in California, but unfortunately, weed is not federally allowed in the state of California.
It's the same reason.
Wait, are we talking about wheat or weed now?
Beer cannot be brewed with weed currently, as it states with the new
law. But wheat's okay.
But wheat's okay.
What kind of crazy world is this?
Okay, so you cannot extract the wheat, the oil.
You cannot use
weed?
Any part of the plant. It is federally regulated. Ask Jeff Sessions about that. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, wait, no.
The hippies is taking over the country. Hippies with their marijuana smoking cigarettes is taking over the country. I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them. Going to get them all.
Ken, rein it in, son.
We come from wheat IPA to weed really quick there.
Sorry. Did I do that?
Ken did spend his afternoon at the dispensary.
Yeah. Well.
I need to zip it.
Andrea.
Andrea can take that on herself.
All right, so back to this. This is a Citra Hop Session wheat IPA, is it?
Oh, Citra. Is that the hops I'm
getting? Citra. Correct. Yes.
Loads and loads of Citra. And really clean finishing, too.
Citra, it's like orange peel.
Now, I was going to say, what are the characteristics of Citra? Is that another one of those hops that kind of changes depending on its use? Because the way it is now, it's orange, it's pithy, like orange
pithy?
Yeah,
pith.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
Depending on what you use it in and what you use it with, it's going to kind of bring out different flavors. The more you use it, you're going to get kind of more aggressive flavor on it. And
it's usually always a good citrus, like grapefruit.
Well, you just
orange.
Said usually always, Corey.
I did say usually always. It tends to be citrus flavored.
Ah, there you go.
80% of 70%, it works all the time.
60% of
100%. Now, as far as getting this beer from Bitter Brothers Brewing, is this something that you guys are packaging? Is it in cans? Can I go to the brewery? Oh, look at that!
Year round in cans. Look at the blue can.
Little Brothers Citra IPA. Mmm.
Oh, Little Brother.
And Andrea, what do you think as far as truffles? What we should put with this. This looks like your apple pie, right?
Apple pie.
This one's got bumps
apple
on it.
Pie. Perfect balance.
I don't know what you do in your kitchen, why everything tastes like it was made with elf's blood, because it's so damn delicious.
Made with what?
Elf's blood.
Yes. Jeremy makes elf blood smoothies every morning. It's just this weird diet he's on.
Right. Or maybe that's unicorn blood.
Are you saying elk or elf?
Elk.
Hold that. I always hate when you get that feeling right before you go in the air, like you have to burp. It's one of the worst feelings in the world. It's the Rock and Roll Happy
Hour. Let it all out, Jeremy.
94.9. Pixie's Monkey Gone to Heaven as we drink with our friends from Bitter Brothers Brewing. It is Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Andrea from Andrea's Truffles making an appearance tonight, along with Monica, Bill, Corey, and Tyler Tucker from Bitter Brothers Brewing. Sorry, for some reason, I have to say your name completely. Because
Tyler Tucker.
It's most people know you as Tucker.
Correct.
Or I guess I know you as Tyler, but Tyler Tucker is always just in my mind when it comes
Tyler
to
Tyler Tucker has a certain cadence to it.
You're one of the very few people who has to have
you use
full name.
My last name, you know, not just like, oh, we have Tyler here. Like, I work hard to make my last name known.
It's Tyler Tucker.
It.
Yeah.
It's like my neighbor, Brenda Walma. I cannot say her name apart. It's Tyler Tucker and Brenda Walma. It's like, you know, she knows who she is. She's listening right now. She has kids who are like, you live next to that guy? Yeah, he's a complete and total Never mind.
Yeah, we know.
Let's talk about our next beer.
Yay!
So we've had Little Brothers so far. We've had the tart, and now this one. This one seems devastatingly dank. You're going to let Corey take this one?
Yeah.
I leveled him. Yes!
Yeah. I almost brought up my trip to it.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. When you went to Bangkok?
Bangkok, sucker.
Did the 7-second delay kick in on that one?
Yes, thank you.
Excellent.
All right, so,
I was wondering where you're going.
Let's talk about Uncle Pat's. Did you pass me truffle? Really?
Yep.
Okay, now Uncle Pat, who is this Uncle Pat?
There can only be one Pat in San Diego.
Uncle Pat is Pat McElhinney.
He's made a few decent IPAs over the years.
He does, you know, some.
Yeah, Pure Hoppiness.
Some things,
people. Nelson, I've heard of him.
So was this originally a collaboration with him, or is this an homage to him?
This was originally a collaboration with him. He came into the brewery. We talked to him. He wanted to do a beer with us, came into the brewery. And this was kind of the brainchild between that. So
wow.
So what makes this IPA different from, say, an Alpine IPA? What makes it a Bitter Brothers IPA?
Tucker?
That it's brewed at Bitter Brothers?
There you go.
That's a good point.
There you go. Yeah.
So basically, you have taken the Alpine recipe, ripped it from Pat himself, and are brewing it.
No.
Wait, Bill's got something to say.
Whoa. Bill, there's a microphone right there.
He's a lazy boy.
He's off the lazy boy.
Uncle Pat came in for a collaboration for our dinner, our Alpine dinner, where we had two of the grain people that pick up our spent grain, and they took it out and fed it to all their chickens and goats and everything else. And we had a family dinner, and we needed a beer to go with it. So Pat said, here I am. I'm going to come in and I'm going to brew a beer with you guys.
Rock
so
you like a hurricane.
That's how it came about.
Nice.
That's why it's Uncle Pat's, and it was for charity, and it was for our family dinners.
So, and I think something kind of cool about this is that a lot of our IPAs are more of the wheat-based IPAs, a little bit more of the, like, what you think about the lighter San Diego IPAs, and this is really a harken to the classic West Coast IPA. So I'd say it's more of our take on what the Alpine and the classic West Coast, what you think of, that is a West Coast IPA. So that influence is a lot to go with this 2 years.
There's some dankness to
this. Those big, dank, resiny characters.
So we got this really dank, resiny beer. And then Andrea from Andrea's Truffles brought us the bacon whiskey truffle. That mixed with this beer could be the seventh level of heaven. Because you're getting all that dankness and that hoppiness, and it's mixing with that fat and mouth. Oh, God. Dude. Bacon, good Lord, have mercy.
Bring on the Funyuns.
Andrew, I don't think there's anything you can say to top that, is there?
I'm sure you like this. Who burped? No words.
Really? Really?
I tried to move away.
That was Tucker.
It came out too quick.
Tyler Tucker, you're disgusting. Langhorne Slim and the Law on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94.9. Tonight, drinking with our friends from Bitter Brothers Brewing. We've had Uncle Pat's IPA. We've had Little Bro. We've had an amazing tart. And I know Mr. Tyler Tucker and Corey, you guys have an anniversary coming up. Number two, right?
Number two, yeah. So
Corey and Tyler have an anniversary?
No. Bitter Brothers.
God bless you both.
It's more than two, though.
So Bitter Brothers is celebrating their second anniversary next weekend on the 20th and 21st. The 20th, we're open to the public. We're going to do bottle release. Come hang out, drink. Massive Sausage is going to be there from 2 to 7.
Did you say Massive Sausage?
Yes. From 2 to 7. correct is the answer. Yeah.
Andrea, do you know this person?
2 to 7.
Massive Sausage.
Oh, Massive.
Mastiff
Sausage.
Mastiff Sausage. Okay.
Mastiff
Sausage, not Massive Sausage. Got it. Okay. So you're going to have some amazing sausages.
Yep.
You're going to have some amazing beers.
We're going to beer. We're going to have a tart bar so you can get all 5 family tarts or 4 family tarts, the cores, plus we're going to have cranberry on as well.
Ooh, I like that. So is this something we're going to have to buy tickets to? Is it just set completely open to the public on one day?
Yeah, so on Saturday the 20th, it's completely open to the public. We have normal business hours, which are 12 to 9. And then on Sunday, we are doing a dinner. So we do quarterly dinners at the brewery. And our dinner is going to start at 5, but we'll be open to the public from 12 to 4 before, or 1 to 4 before.
And that's a ticketed event,
It's a ticketed event, and it's $75 for the ticket.
You can go online to your website?
Yep, on our website, bitterbrothers.com. You can go there and buy tickets to it.
Where is your brewery located?
So we're located on Marina Boulevard.
You know
so
where the Costco is?
Yeah, exactly.
They're just south from the Costco.
4170 Marina Boulevard, just south of the Costco.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Not that I would ever know that I haven't been there multiple times. That's what I like to refer to as the warm end of the program. Beastie Boys and Sabotage on FM 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, brought to you by Urge Gastro Pub and Mason Ale Works. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Andrea from Andrea's Truffles.
Hey-o.
You're feeling rather warm right now, aren't you?
Absolutely.
You were how many LaCroix and vodka sodas in when you walked in?
I mean, I was like 3 when I walked
That's why I love you. You're
because
not...
I was like, no beer. Now I'm down the hatchet.
Yeah.
Down the hatchet with Bitter Brothers. Our, not so bitter.
And our friends from Bitter Brothers Brewing, we've got Monica, Bill, Corey, and Tyler Tucker joining us. And we've had some fantastic beers, and we've had some fantastic truffles, and now the coffin nail. This is dark. This smells delicious. Oh, who wants to take this one? What are we drinking?
So this is Little Sister. This is our anniversary beer. We brewed it last year. We're brewing it again this year. This one is tart cherries and cocoa nibs. And then it's also in a Woodford Reserve bourbon barrel.
Shut the front
door.
We
brought you the un-bourbon barreled version because the bourbon's just not ready yet.
You know what? You can't take it out of the barrel until it's ready. Until it's ready to come out of the barrel, it cannot come out of the barrel.
Correct. No. Leave it in the barrel.
But, oh,
although,
man.
Like, less than 10 days to get out of the barrel.
don't rush. Hey, what have you learned from what's his name and what's his face? You
beer's ready when it's ready.
Beer's ready when it's ready.
But it's got to be ready by the 20th. Yeah.
Well, if it's not, you have to tell Bill why it's not.
Oh, it'll be ready.
He didn't want to tell Bill.
So this is really good as far as... you said this is an Imperial Stout?
Yeah, Russian Imperial Stout, 11%.
This is 11%.
Yes.
Get out of here.
You know, it's awfully... And you know, there's not that sticky sort of hot medicinal finish. It's remarkably dry, and I would like some more. Is there more?
The cocoa nibs and the good cherries, I think, is what sets this apart from any other Russian Imperial Stout. Because
so we're going to... have this year's and last year's for sale in bottles.
Vintage? Bottles?
Vintage. Last year's is drinking really good. We popped one open for another radio show somewhere else. Sorry.
You know what?
It's all right. We don't want to know where you've been as long as you washed yourself before showing up.
I have, and this is the last one I'm doing before
I have to say, I am normally not a fan of cherries in a stout. I just, the roasty cherry flavor doesn't work for me, but this is balanced perfectly.
Yeah, this is a really well-balanced beer.
Just a kiss of cherry.
Yeah, there's just a hint of that fruit in there. It's not overpowering in any way.
You can get a lot of like that fruit-ish, like stone fruit, dark fruit character from stouts, so it kind of just added this little tart cherry, just a subtle little fruit note in there on the back end.
Just a little
end.
Tickling.
Just a little
tickling. Now, Andrea, you picked a different truffle to go with this than I thought you were going to. I thought you were really going to go with the whiskey bacon, but you decided to go with a caramel... truffle? Caramel toffee?
Cinnamon. Toffee.
The cinnamon
toffee. Cinnamon toffee.
Cinnamon toffee. That was my stripper name, by the way, in grad school.
This like matches with
did anybody get that?
Andrea's truffle so well because it's small batch. You can tell. This beer is so, this is so small batch.
Mm.
And with the truffles, it's so small batch.
Oh, yeah. All right. This is good stuff
no
right here.
Malfunction here.
Oh, yeah.
Trouble with truffles.
We got to go back and forth between these two.
Yeah.
This is one of those pairings that you get different things as it goes from
right?
Either
right.
Truffle to liquid.
I'd love
liquid
to, but you dropped the ball on passing them out, Jeremy.
Yeah, where's the truffles?
Wait here.
Where's our truffle?
Wait here.
I'm not responsible goodness for your truffle because they came to me. You hear me?
That's true.
Truffle on the left, truffles on the right. I've been into truffles almost all my life.
You know what?
That's for the listeners.
That's Andrea's truffles.
Yeah. Brad would be
world truffle problem here, Brad.
Brad would be so happy.
Yeah.
He would be good. So happy.
It's my tribute.
All right, I think that's enough.
What time is it?
So you said Little Sister? Let's end with Little Sister from Queens of the Stone Age. Because
yeah!
I cannot take another ditty from Kenneth tonight. Hammond! You're up next.
We're done.
Huge thanks to our friends, Urge Gastropub and Mason Ale Works, for supporting the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, making tonight's episode possible. For all the details of the beers we drank, it's all posted online at fm949st.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.